Well, Deeptika Laurent joins us in studio to take a look at how the press is marking this 10-year anniversary of the Charlie Hebdo attacks. Deeptika.
Yeah, and the message is very much what the editor of Charlie Hebdo has been saying, which is that the value of freedom of expression is under threat ever more 10 years after those attacks, in which 8 staff members of Charlie Hebdo and 4 other people were killed 10 years ago. A decade later, though, Charlie Hebdo, for its part, says that it is indestructible. And this is the front page of that special edition that has been published. It also points to a survey on its front page showing that 76% of French people say freedom of expression and satire are fundamental rights, more than the 58% surveyed in 2012, 3 years before the attack. Now, for Charlie Hebdo, the attacks were a moment of truth which tested the strength of its ideas. Despite the difficulties the magazine has had in rebuilding its newsroom in the last 10 years, it still faces threats and also ever more criticism.
A lot of criticism, but seeing there in the survey you mentioned, Deeptika, and also in much of the media, there's quite a bit of support as well, notably on this anniversary day.
Absolutely. There is a lot of support for Charlie Hebdo today, notably coming from Libération, the left-wing paper here, with this cartoon by Coco, who was actually one of the surviving members of the Charlie Hebdo newsroom. The paper's newsroom had also taken in the surviving Charlie Hebdo staff members the day after the attack in 2015. For Libération, the terrorists did not win that day. However, the quote, yes, but mindset has taken over and is slowly killing freedom of expression. The editor of Libération really deploring self-censorship, which has become like a poison that's killed France's secularist ideas. L'Humanité is going for a more poignant front page. They were all Charlie, it says on its front page, paying tribute to the slain members of the Charlie Hebdo newsroom. Cabu, Tinius, Schaab, Volansky, Elsa Kayet, and Bernard Maurice, but also the other members, the non-journalist members who were also killed, all of those 12 lives that were destroyed on that fateful day in 2015. You also have L'Opinion, the French right-wing paper here, focusing on this on its front page, pointing to that same survey that we mentioned on Charlie Hebdo's front page. Can we say and satirize anyone in the name of freedom of expression is a question that was asked. Among those aged between 25 and 34, an overwhelming 71% say no. And L'Opinion really expresses its concern at this change, this really pointed shift in generations and attitudes towards freedom of expression. And to wrap it up here on the French national papers, you have La Croix, Charlie Hebdo, 10 years on. The paper says younger generations appear more cynical when satirical humor attacks religion, but seem more accepting of it when it pokes fun at politicians and news.
Oh, interesting. So they're the national papers here in France, Deeptika, but it's also making front pages on the regional press.
Yeah, just like it did 10 years ago in 2015. This regional paper here evokes that idea that we've been mentioning, that 10 years later, can you poke fun at everything? What is acceptable now? What is not acceptable now that was 10 years ago? And once again, that idea of yes, you can, but that yes, but mentality is the focus of this cartoon on the front of Courrier Picard. 10 years after Charlie Hebdo, can we laugh at everything? Yes, but, and they're represented by the leaders of the major monotheist religions, but also the sort of wave of social media, as you can see represented there on those figures. For this for this regional paper, Le Telegram, I am still Charlie, a very defiant proclamation on the front of this paper. This cartoonist here you see continuing to draw despite the attacks thrown his way, a defiant tribute to the fighting spirit that we saw in with that slogan, I am Charlie, that really came through right after those attacks. And on the flip side, for La Provence, you have this front page here, which is not an affirmation, it's more of a question. Are we still, Charlie, it says, looking at what became of that slogan and really what it represents today?
Yeah, and what's left of that unity spirit, that Charlie spirit, if you like, is something that the international papers are really focusing on.
Yeah, absolutely. This is from Unheard. This is a British news and current affairs magazine type of publication, online publication. And it says one of the biggest changes in the last decade is how the press, who were initially very sympathetic of Charlie Hebdo and everything that it stood by, gradually moved to taking on a more critical editorial line. The website pointing to a recent article, not an editorial, but an article published by a historian in Libération a few years ago that expressed skepticism for Charlie Hebdo, even suggesting at times that it could be contributing to racism. Why have the sort of traditional left, traditional supporters of Charlie Hebdo abandoned the publication? Could be a host of reasons: cowardice, a legitimate fear for their lives, and more cynically, the progressives who are eager to court the Muslim vote. You also have this from The Economist, the British magazine, actually visiting the newsroom of Charlie Hebdo recently and talking to Rhys, who was one of the surviving cartoonists of the attacks and who took over the editorship. For The Economist, Charlie Hebdo is unbowed, it's unrepentant. A decade later, it's still, quote, tasteless, silly and provocative. But now what's changed is that self-censorship rather than the law tempers satire. For his part, the editor, Rhys, says Charlie Hebdo is not extraordinarily provocative, but appears so today because the margin of tolerance is narrowing. So that's quite an interesting take on it. And then from the European papers, you have this from Le Soir, the Belgian paper, looking at how Charlie Hebdo changed our lives on its front page, saying, really deploring the fact that today the Charlie Hebdo spirit has been forgotten. Back then, I Am Charlie was about cultivating contradictions, opposing laws that restricted freedom, using humor against dogma, against authoritarianism, against idiots, I quote. And you have this cartoon from Le Soir here, which says rather sarcastically, you have the terrorist saying, "Hey, guys, I think I finally understood. It was actually all a joke."
Okay, Deepthika Lahont, thanks a lot for bringing us that comprehensive look at how the 10-year anniversary of those Charlie Hebdo attacks are being marked. Well-